Time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook District with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how are we doing?
All right, Dan. Going well, thank you.
That's the way. Good win to the Heelers. 12-10 over Bacolban Reds over the weekend. Good start to the year.
It was. That's the way we want to start the year. We'd like to go for a three-peat. We'd be good if we could do it.
Absolutely. Now, Anzac Day coming up this Sunday. What's happening locally?
Okay, so the RSL sub-branch and the council, of course, have been working together with regards to COVID issues. So this has required the Anzac activities to be moved to Olympic Park. So we'll have the dawn service at 6 a.m. and we ask people to get there at back in there at 5 a.m. to go through the COVID sign-in and testing.
Yep.
And the commemorative service in March will be at 10 a.m. at Olympic Park. And again, as I said, it'll be COVID safety plans, so people have to sign in and provide their contact details. And to facilitate the sign-in, people have, again, will ask to get there early, 5 and 9. There will be on-ground seating at Olympic Park, which will be reserved for the elderly and the infirm. And able-bodied persons are encouraged to use the grandstand or bring their own fold-out chair or rug. Mm-hmm. And if you require additional information, go to the Muswellbrook RSL sub-branch website or the council.
All righty. Now, what's happening at Wollumbi Park and Hunter Park?
Okay, we have a concept plan for both those parks. It's a concept plan, and the whole idea of having a concept plan is to give people a chance to provide input and to actually give them something to provide input against. And we encourage the whole community to visit the website and view the detailed draft concept, place put their comments in. So the comments actually close on the 6th of May, and there'll also be some community forums and to discuss the concept. And the basic idea of the proposal is to promote and enhance the community belonging and provide passive and active recreation opportunities in that part of town. And the concept plan features a wide range of community activities and facilities and a variety of landscapes. So we're trying to make it as interesting as possible, which includes playgrounds, basketball, multi-purpose playing courts, public art and picnic areas. And council's also looking to utilise some of the other available vacant land down there to put some more residential development in that area and provide a more complete area for that down there, a more livable area.
Well, I'm sure some people definitely have some comment on that. And we had a little bit of rain over the weekend, so where are we at with water restrictions?
Not that our water restrictions are based on our rain level, but yes, we're back to level one from May 3rd. Basically, what that means, what you can do is you can use our handheld hose fitted with a trigger nozzle from 10 a.m. to 4 a.m. You can water your garden with a drip irrigation or smart irrigation system. You can wash your vehicles, boats and buildings using a hose with a trigger nozzle. Preferably if the water goes down onto the grass there, it would be the way we prefer it. And a high pressure cleaning equipment for a bucket or a sponge. And you can't hose down hard surfaces. And you can't leave hoses unattended. And you can't use sprinklers or water systems except for the drip or the water, smart water system. Businesses can apply for an exemption if they have other requirements with the outdoor. And if you have an exemption already for your business under the current scheme, you don't have to reapply for a new one.
There you go. All right, Rod Scholes, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing around the district.
Thank you, Beth.